Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And since this is the first show back after the Commerce Casino, I'd like to thank everybody that showed up on Thursday, a week ago Thursday, and the 28th of August for the big Commerce Casino tournament. That was the best tournament I think we've had in a long time.
Made some MySpace friends there.
Is that right?
I've now gotten about five or six people that I'm like, hey, MySpace me. And they've sent me all the pictures they took of the event.
I'm sorry. Kerry Casement's with us. Also, Gina Grad was down there and Randy Wang. That was one great event.
That was the best one
the Commerce Casino, man.
So fun.
That was good times. I hope we do many, 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 many more. All right. Kerry Casement is with us every other week. And Gina Grad is with us every night. And she does a thing we like to call the news, everybody, with Gina Grad.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
God, it's been so long, I don't even remember what show I work on.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Tim who?
Oh, boy.
You know, Randy was kind enough to remind me your last name, though, before the show started, so we're all good.
Thank you. Well, all right, what's going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
A lot of news piling up.
Yeah.
Backpiled, Tim. First, Chiefs defender Bernard Pollard expressed remorse for the hit on Tom Brady that injured the Patriots quarterback's knee and ended his season.
Oh, boy.
The NFL deemed the incident a legal play, legal, that is, through though some members of the Patriots questioned whether Pollard had crossed an ethical boundary. In this piece of audio, we hear from Patriots coach Bill Belichick as he responds to questions regarding the fairness of this play and whether or not it should have been considered a, quote, dirty tackle.
All right, here we go.
Sweep the leg.
Tom Brady, who's the quarterback for the Massachusetts, out for the season.
Well, it doesn't really matter what I think. The officials officiate the game. I'm sure they'll handle it. We've always taught our players that it's their responsibility, you know, to hit the quarterback above the knees and below the shoulders. So you can look at the Vince Wilfork play from last year against Buffalo. It's not the same, but there's some similarities.
Oh, boy. They're pissed, and rightfully so. I mean, that's the team. You know, Tom Brady's the team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's amazing.
And I've heard that, too, above the knees and below the shoulders with the quarterback.
But that's official or not official?
Yeah,
it sounds like a gray area.
It's an unwritten rule. I mean, when it comes to other, running backs, halfbacks, fullbacks, tailbacks, receivers, you know, anything's fair game. But you got to try to keep these quarterbacks in the NFL so everybody makes money.
Right. So you know what I think? I think that coach pulled the guy aside, the guy who hit Brady, and said, just like in Karate Kid, remember that? Remember he was going to lose the tournament?
Yeah. Sweep the leg.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to think that my Kansas City Chiefs would not be capable of such a heinous thing. You never know. They've been winning. I mean, how many times have they taken the Super Bowl? They're annihilating everybody. Three in a row?
Yeah.
I mean, at the youngest quarterback, the guy is unbelievable. He's unstoppable.
He's kind of hot.
And he's gorgeous. And he has him and his girlfriend, they're like Barbie and Ken.
It's ridiculous.
I hate them both.
Yeah.
But seriously, he's like watching Gretzky play, watching Jordan play, watching, you know, Tiger Woods play. He's amazing. This guy's a legend already. I think a living legend.
So you think they did it on purpose?
I don't know. Maybe the guy, maybe kind of subconsciously kind of took him out a little harder than he should have.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, when there's 22 guys running around and, you know, your vision is blocked with your helmet and other guys, there's referees in your way, there's watching the ball, watching these other guys, watch your own teammates, things happen.
Well,
but
look at Favre. He's had a pretty good, he's up there in his 40s. He just won his first game with the Jets. I think he's vindicated.
His second pass was a touchdown.
Fantastic.
Pass.
And not that I'm wishing this upon him in any way, shape, or form, but let's just pretend for a minute. Wouldn't it have been kind of funny if it happened to Brett Favre instead of Tom Brady after everything he's put everybody through and then he's out?
Yeah, then bang. Oh,
I mean,
goes my knee.
Boy, wouldn't he have egg on his face?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
Well, presidential candidate Barack Obama had a minor slip of the tongue recently. When speaking to political commentator George Stephanopoulos, it seems that when answering a question about Obama's personal faith, he briefly forgot what religion he was.
He's the M word, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of the M word.
Boy, all right.
Let's not play games. What I was suggesting, you're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith. And you're absolutely right that has not
Christian
come
faith.
My Christian faith.
I like George Stephanopoulos. No, ba-ba-boo-boo. You've been telling everybody you're Christian. Let's go Christian. You remember you tell everybody you were. Let's keep it
Christian. That's a big slip up. That's a big slip up.
That's pretty major. I've never said in an interview, and I've not done many interviews, so I'm still sort of a novice, but when these guys are graduating, I don't know, Orange County Radio School, and they have to interview guy in radio, and they say, hey, I've never said to him, well, I mean, you know, of course, Randy Wang has never discussed my Jewish background, but, my Catholic background.
Well, he was Muslim. That's what his father is.
I know.
So but you know what? If Sean Hannity, if for people who don't know, is just a staunch Republican, just amazing, like patriot. But if you watch him, he's a little crazy with that. If he were
great American,
he's a great American. I'm gonna Hannitize you. So no. So if Sean
it's
Hannity
worse than being a fan-a-lo.
Seriously, I don't know what that is, but it's worse than worse. And if he was interviewing Barack Obama and Obama said that, he would have annihilated him.
Well, you know, they'll all probably use that term. Anyone could screw up like that.
Talked about my Muslim faith, and you're absolutely right that has not
Christian
come
faith.
My Christian faith.
But he didn't even correct himself. He didn't
correct
himself.
Yeah, he did. He sort of did there.
No.
Let's hear it again. Hold on one second.
Talked about my Muslim faith. And you're absolutely right that has not
Christian
come
faith.
My Christian faith.
There you go. Yeah, my
What you said?
Yeah. Hold on one second, Dave. My handle. What am I? Jewish? No. I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Christian faith. Sorry about that. Oh man. Oh man. All right. So he's Christian, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, according to George Stephanopoulos, not according to Barack Obama.
Okay. All right. I mean, you know, that's one of the things that a lot of people, you know, will beat him up for over and over and over again. But
do you think maybe he would fire back and say, look, for as many people who have called me Osama, Obama, Barack, Bin Laden, do you think you could cut me some slack here, please?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, you know, we wouldn't do that.
Talked about my Muslim faith. And you're my Muslim faith.
Randy.
My Muslim faith.
Don't do that.
It was Muslim Stephanopoulos. It's the only
my
reason why he
Muslim
got off
faith.
Easy.
Is that
Muslim
broke?
Faith.
We got it.
My Muslim
Tim, it's
faith.
Not working.
No. Don't do this to him.
I can't unpot it
my
down.
Muslim faith.
Get out of here,
the
Jake.
Button's stuck.
All right. What else is going on in the news there?
Well, then the... What, Randy?
We got breaking news, Gina.
Oh. Breaking news.
Oh, shoot. Well, this just in. Following a raucous appearance at the Sharky's Hermosa Beach location, Frank from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show has come forward with a very somber announcement.
Uh-oh.
Let's roll that clip.
Oh, I got it here? Oh,
yeah.
I guess I should play that here. All right, here we go.
Hello, my name is Frank Kramer. And I'm an alcoholic.
Guess he hit bottom at Sharky's. Maybe they can make t-shirts.
But isn't everybody on this station an alcoholic? You know, in the strictest definition of the term, if you ever get buzzed in your life, you're an alcoholic.
No.
You know?
No.
So I am.
I would love to say I'm not, but I had a margarita about an hour ago.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Look at you, man.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Me and the Wangster went to El Cholo. El Cholo.
Did he treat you?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Really? Anyone want to guess that impression? Oh, Chef Pepper.
Oh, God.
Jamie Gwen?
No.
Chef Jamie Gwen?
No. Meryl?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's Meryl Schindler?
That's my Meryl. I do,
really?
I do Meryl.
Yes.
Oh, Chef Pepe. Oh.
Well, look at that. You're treating everybody to
dinner.
Yeah,
he's rolling. Ever since Commerce, he really walked away a winner.
Is this why you look so nice today?
Jesus.
Did you notice, Tim?
She really likes my shirt.
Like her shirt, but she's wearing these
like
gorgeous little jeans.
Oh,
look at this. Look at it.
Dressed up for that
Wang
lunch,
for the Wang.
Are those tag jeans?
They're not. Do they look like tag jeans?
Did he put the moves on?
No, just emotionally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd you get the money to for El Cholo, dude?
Tim, I won big at the Commerce Casino.
Nah.
I walked home with $31, dude.
Nah, yep. That sounds like a gift certificate.
Hey, you
want to
make some
involved.
Money, Tim? You want to make some money?
Yeah.
I'll give you $5 right now if you hand me that channel changer. $5. Here.
I don't blame her
Dead
at
serious.
All.
I cannot.
What are you watching
here?
Here
you go. Here's the $5.
All right. What are you watching
Take
on TV?
Oh, I cannot. It's all about mad cow disease, and we're watching these cows fall over themselves and like their tongues hanging out of their mouths and convulsing,
no,
and I can't do
five,
it.
Baby.
You don't want the five?
No. All right.
Maybe we should make whoever's in charge of mad cow disease just eat people for a year and see if they start walking funny.
Well, you know why the mad cow disease?
Yeah,
they're chopping other cows and eating
what I'm
themselves.
Saying.
They found this with cannibalism back in the very, very early of the
That's
century.
That's what I'm saying. We'll make them eat the little Soylent Green and see if they get kind
Perfect.
Of the rickets walk.
Exactly. Yeah.
I thought that was the name of that, the last name of Rachel, that new show on MSNBC. Is it Mad Cow? Rachel Mad Cow?
What?
Maddow? Oh, Maddow. Okay. All right. What else is going on in the news?
Well, Barack Obama and George Stephanopoulos met up again for another conversation where they discussed Obama's affiliation with the military. Ooh. Barack wanted to make it very clear that he was, in fact, enrolled in the armed services, just not in the capacity that you might imagine.
Ah. All right. Well, here it is. So Obama's in, I guess, in what, Normandy?
No.
No?
No.
Not on the front line?
No,
Korea?
No. Korea? A little farther back. No, no, not
oh,
Korea.
Boy. All right, here we go.
You know, I had to sign up for selective service when I graduated from high school, and I was growing up in Hawaii. And I have friends whose parents were in the military. There are a lot of Army military bases there. And I actually always thought of the military as an ennobling.
Wait a minute. What year did he sign up?
Right after high school.
You know, I had to sign up for selective service when I graduated from high school, and I was growing up in Hawaii. And I have friends whose parents were in the military. There are a lot of Army military bases there. And I actually always thought of the military as an ennobling honorable option. But keep in mind, I graduated in 1979. The Vietnam War had come to an end. We weren't engaged in an active military conflict at that point.
No.
And so it's not an option that I ever decided to pursue.
Who believes that? Anybody?
That
because we weren't involved in Vietnam, Iraq, or Russia, or Korea, because there wasn't enough war going on?
Not enough action.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to take devil's advocate. The guy did graduate college, went on to, to law school. So maybe he wanted to just have a little bit of higher learning instead of,
I understand that, but don't BS everybody.
Doing it.
And by the way, he lied to everybody when he said he signed up in 1979 because he had to out of high school. You didn't have to in 1979. They suspended it, I think, in 1977 to 1980.
Wouldn't it make him look better if he said, I did it voluntarily, or you think the whole thing's just BS? It would make him look better.
Well, he probably did it voluntarily. He probably didn't know that he didn't have to do it. I mean, I had to sign
up.
He probably did. I mean, I had to sign up in 1981 because they reinstated it. So I went with my friends down to the post office when I was 18, and we had to sign up for a selective service.
Oy.
So if they ever drafted,
number one and number two.
My ass would have been over wherever we were going. I signed my ass up, but you had to at 18. Well.
Do you think if somebody was like, Mr. Obama, you actually didn't need to sign up? OMG!
I don't think he had to sign up.
Oh, nobody told him.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. I can't wait till November. This is all over.
I thought if you signed up, you had to do your 4 years or you had to do something like
that. No, you sign up for the draft.
Yeah. That's something different.
Okay. And I think like in some countries, like in Israel, I think you have to.
Your ass is going in. 2 years for women and 3 years for men.
Is that right?
Yep. I've had friends that their parents are Israeli. They're American. You know, they were born in Israel, but they're American kids. One of them got held up at Ben Gurion Airport in Israel. They were not letting her ass back on that plane to the United States. They said, "You are an Israeli citizen." She's like, "Yeah, but I'm a dual citizen. I'm an American. I'm an American kid." You have not done your service. You're staying.
Oh boy.
And then
did she get out of it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Pretty Princess was not going into the army.
Yeah.
That little girl was me.
Is that you?
No, it wasn't.
Oh. But you know, that's not when you go into the Israeli army.
They're not playing.
It's not you're not going to be in Fort Knox or Fort Bragg or, you know,
chilling.
Yeah, you're not going to be hanging up in Port Hueneme for 2 years. You're going to be on the front lines there for 2 years.
In a wool sweater in 107 degree heat. And the girls are gorgeous. Israeli women are so freaking beautiful, and they're even hotter when they have AK-47s on their back.
Yeah, some of them look real good.
They're gorgeous.
I agree.
What was that movie where the chick joined the army?
Private Benjamin.
Private Benjamin. Yeah. Private Benjamin Yachton.
Oh, God.
But that is unbelievable. You have to serve for 2 years as a chick.
Oh yeah.
Every day for 2 years.
It's just normal. It's part of life. Then I got to do the army thing. And
then some stay in it for life.
Oh, of course.
But if you get married, you can get out, correct?
I don't know about that.
I thought like if you...
I'm sure. I mean, that sounds about right.
Yeah, like if you decide to get married, you can leave.
Oh, something like that.
You don't sign.
I'll take the army.
Because I'm still signed up for the army. you know, because I had to register as selective service, and I did it in 1981.
Yeah.
When I graduated high school. But if they now reinstate the draft, they've got my card. I mean, it's 27 years ago.
No way. They can't. It's over. Isn't it past a certain age? They cannot.
I don't 40? Know. Yeah.
Your eyes aren't too listen, good there right now.
I'd
anyway.
Be the first guy to strap those fatigues on and hit a rack.
Yeah,
man.
I see that.
I'd be the first guy over there.
And if they gave you like general's orders, would you have to hold it at arm's length so you could make sure you knew what you were reading there?
Yeah, I'd have to wear my glasses and have my headphones on. But it would be. I mean, they could possibly still do that, you know?
I guess it's
I mean,
possible.
A lot of guys would go before me.
Yeah.
But I could still possibly go, you know? So I might actually use that one day. I'm like, oh, man, they're reinstating the draft. I'm going to Iraq. How about one more shot with, you know? That's a lot of guys that use that to get a lot of chicks, man.
And it works, I bet.
I bet it
probably
still does.
Yeah, because the girl,
it
you
probably
know,
does.
Like, I don't want to go to Iraq, but I will be part of, you know.
You're servicing the country.
Thank
I
you.
Will service you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, but wouldn't you feel more likely or more, I guess, obligated to sleep with the dude than if he wasn't going?
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, I'd make out with somebody if I wasn't with somebody that was going out there.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to Iraq, and I may not come back.
They look like fighters.
Totally.
Like ultimate
come on,
fighters.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then you see him the next week in another bar using that same line. You're like, how dare you? I have you on MySpace as a top friend because of that, and you effed me over.
It always comes back to social networking.
Talking about, you guys, you hear about the
Rashad Evans. Oh, my God. I saw it. Can you believe I watched it? Are you talking about that?
No, but I am. I saw that fight,
We're not talking about Chuck Liddell.
Yeah, we got knocked out.
I have no idea what she's saying.
What are you guys talking about? UFC?
Evan Tanner.
He died.
Evan Tanner was found dead out in the desert, and he wrote on his MySpace. Did you read about this?
No.
On his MySpace, he wrote, I am doing something that, you know, could take my life. It's so dangerous that if I am not absolutely precise, because he was crossing the desert, if I'm not absolutely precise, I could lose my life. That's what he wrote on his MySpace.
Oh, my God.
He went out to the desert. He had to go from one to, you know, it's a treasure hunt that you can do. It's really odd. I don't know what, but he went by himself to do this treasure hunt, ran out of water, text his friend, I am dehydrated. I need water. His friend called in, you know, the emergency. They found him, but when they found him, he was dead.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, big UFC fighter, too.
Who would do that?
Somebody who's got a death wish. Seriously.
Oh,
I mean,
And most people don't do those kind of things by themselves. When people do, like, the Death Valley March, there's a freaking caravan of people behind them making sure that that doesn't happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
So who does that by themselves?
I know. And in contrast, you don't get actresses in this town going on an audition without a bottle of Perrier.
Very true.
Smart water.
Yeah.
Penta.
Dragging their water around.
I looked for Penta. I couldn't find it.
Penta. Ralph's everywhere.
I went to
Gelson's.
Two grocery stores.
Whole Foods.
Those
are all jacked up.
I have no idea what
Ralph's.
She's saying.
I don't either. Really quickly in the news as well, before we press on here, American Airlines is being sued over a missing body. Yeah, this is bad vibes here. It was Miguel Olea's worst nightmare. Not only had he lost his wife of 26 years, she died of cancer, but says American Airlines lost her body when it came time to bury her in Ecuador.
Was it a body or was she cremated?
Nah, I guess it was a body.
Oh,
they lost the body.
It's a body bag. They lose bags.
Yeah, they lost the bag, but you got to find that one pretty quick, man. How about taking that one home thinking it's your bag?
Yeah, can you describe the bag, miss? It's black. It's got a really, really long zipper.
Somebody probably thought it was their skis.
And if you open it up, it's my dead wife.
It's rolling around in the turnstile.
Yeah.
How about you have a different bag and you're going to Hawaii and you claim your bag, you get into the Kahala Hilton, and you open it up, and you're like, oh, man, this isn't my razor.
This isn't my shampoo.
This is that dude's wife who died.
And I don't remember my clothes smelling of death, of rigor mortis.
Oh, man, how do you lose a body? Don't you want to keep an eye on that?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy lost his poor wife
for
26 years.
Well, you know, maybe there was a lot of jewelry on her.
Yeah. Missing,
they took the jewelry and they figured, oh, let's take the body too, so they can't find, you know, the fact that we stole the jewelry. Yeah, you never know.
Now they say they don't know where it is. They think it's in Miami.
Oy.
But and then they said, no, she's in Guatemala. So now he's on a plane, you know, cruising around the world trying to find his
goose chase.
Dead wife.
This is ridiculous. Have they really not found her yet?
They should do a kids series on this. Where in the world is Mrs. Aleo?
Where in the world is my Guatemalan cohort?
Where'd she go, ma'am? That'd be a good kid series. The kids wander around trying to find the dead Olea.
Yeah, just like Carmen San Diego.
Yeah, it's not bad. I tell you, if I had a lot more of those ideas, I'd be in the kids' animation business. All right, anything else going on in the news there, Gina Gray?
Yes, well, a recent study shows that men with long hair tend to feel more oppressed in today's society than men with short hair. Hmm. Research shows that out of 117 long-haired men interviewed, 72% of them felt that they were more often disrespected in the workplace and in their relationships than men with a conservative short haircut. But when asked if they would consider cutting their hair if it would improve the quality of their life and their work environment, 98% of the men said no.
Is that right?
Yeah, weird. Holding on for something? I'm just not sure what it is.
Yeah, what is it? And, you know, I understand kids that have long hair, you know, like 5 or 6 year old boys who have long hair, you know, mom hasn't gotten around to cut it, or she wanted a daughter, and she's like, oh, my kid has such beautiful hair. What?
You're in a band?
Nah, no? I don't know, maybe band members, but and with the exception of Peppers, who works here at the station, because I love that Peppers, man. That guy's a very creative dude, and really, nobody thanks that dude enough. That guy is one of the great guys who works here at CBS Radio. With the exception of Peppers.
Peppers?
Yeah.
Who calls him Peppers?
This one. Yeah, Peppers, man.
Because he used to have a morning show waking up with sausage and peppers.
No.
But I just think that guys with long hair, my initial reaction to them is, a-hole.
Oh. Oh my God.
I don't know what it is.
How long is long, though? How long is long?
Like your past length. Years?
Oh, okay. Oh, so yeah. Like if it's a shag and it's kind of
no,
to here.
I don't care about
no,
that.
No, that's not too
like
long.
The Mississippi mud flap, a little bit of a mullet is okay?
Nah, that's fine. I'm talking about guys who have to, like, have their hair done because it's so long. Yeah. They're buying different products. Like, I saw a guy today at Ralph's. I think he's speaking French. I couldn't understand what kind of Euro trash country he was from, but he had a hairband on.
A headband.
You know where the thing
yeah.
where you
the
put
little
it
prongs
up like this,
yeah.
like over your head.
Exactly.
He had that on.
Are you sure that wasn't like? I'm not joking. There are headbands that come with attached fake hair on it.
No, yeah, I think this is
sure?
a real. Yeah, this is a real deal.
Wasn't it Dreamweaver?
I don't know, man. But he had like really shiny. I noticed he had like really shiny hair, and like wow. he spent a lot of time on his hair, man.
He probably is also one of those a-holes that flat irons his hair.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's ridiculous.
If he has long hair and he's rocking the headband, it's because he spent a lot of hours on that, and he wants to make sure he gets his money's worth.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I said to myself, you know, where am I? You know, with these older guys who have long hair as well. You got a ponytail. I just don't get it. I really don't understand it. I don't understand, you know, because most of society, I think, is sort of prejudges that look.
Sure.
Yeah,
so why would you do it?
Don't you think that the liberal arts school, like, guy in his mid-60s hippie professor gets a pass or no?
No. Oh. No, he especially doesn't get a pass because he's a major a-hole.
Found a loophole.
But I think guys in rock bands, as long as you're in a rock band, you're not in a band that plays, you know, once a year.
Right.
Is constantly, you know, giving Arsenio Hall, you know, samples of your
you
work.
You go, dog.
But I'm talking about like real rock bands or real rock
right.
stars.
Like it's your profession.
Pass. You right. get pass, you're fine.
Okay.
But these guys, like I had, for instance, I had a, I changed dentists because I lived down in Seal Beach and my dentist was up in Tarzana, so I had to get somebody closer. I wasn't going to drive, you know, an hour to go to the dentist. And the first guy I went to, you know, I looked him up in the yellow pages. Hey, there's a dentist. I went to see him. And he had long hair.
Oh.
And I'm like, pass. You know?
You didn't even see him?
Did you talk to him? I saw him, yeah.
Was he cool?
He looked like the lunch lady at the cafeteria had a hairnet on.
Oh.
He had like a hairnet on,
that's
you know,
weird.
So his hair wouldn't get in people's mouths.
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, get out of here.
That's weird.
Jesus Christ.
That's uncomfortable.
Dennis, you're a professional. Get the goddamn hair. What is he looking for? What an a-hole.
Engineers, like music engineers, it's like you could tell that they were into those, you know, hair bands back in the 80s, and they haven't let it go yet. And there's so many that are balding, yet they keep the long hair, and it's in a ponytail,
several rubber bands.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Now,
That's a bad look. Now, do you date guys with long hair, Gina?
Not anymore, no.
You don't? You would never date a guy with long hair?
I have, and I thought I was cool for doing it, and then I grew up. Then I became an adult.
What about you?
I don't think I've ever dated a guy with real long hair. I had a guy with a shag kind of longer.
But not almost, like your length.
No, never.
That doesn't work for you?
No, I was so turned on by that in the 80s. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh,
is that something you just grow out of?
Yes, you do grow out. Because I was so turned on by guys like that in the 80s. It was unbelievable. Like Michael, what's that guy's from Poison?
Oh,
Brett Michaels. Brett Michaels. I was in love with him. Axl Rose, I had all over my room, a poster up above my bed when I'd look up to the side, everything. I was in love with Axl Rose. I was in love with guys with long hair, and then it just faded.
And those guys never just cut their hair. When they're done, they shave it. They're done.
Yeah.
They've even had enough. I dated two guys with ponytail length hair, and both of them shaved it.
Metallica cut their hair, and once they did, oh my gosh, some of them were gorgeous. And then they grew it out, and I was like, ugh.
Not so much.
Except Lars. He's kept it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Am I an a-hole, or do people look at guys with long hair and go, ah? A-hole. Here are the phone numbers, folks. 520-9710.
That's awesome.
You can chime in here at 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. That is the end of the news with Gina Grad. Gina, anything else in the newscast there, baby?
That's what's going on, my friends.
All right, the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Oh, Tim Conway Jr.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll fill it with words.
All right, there you go. All right, am I an a-hole, or would you look at guys with long hair and go, ah, bang, got it, nailed it, a-hole? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kerry Kasem is with us, and we're a half hour away from world-renowned psychiatrist Dr. Sophie is coming in to teach you how to, better live with those kids and get those kids to behave. It's always a great hour. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kerry Kasem's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Gonna be a change in your ways. I met a cheerleader, was a real young breed. All the times I can reminisce, all the best things I love.
Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Kerry Kasem's with us, man.
Yeah.
Look at you,
having
dude.
Having a ball.
Yeah.
So fun.
Kerry Kasem.
Yeah.
And don't forget to check out our webpage, our MySpace. And Gina Grad will handle the entire MySpace. I'll have nothing to do with it. But she will answer all the emails. She'll put pictures up and she'll correspond with you. And you can even ask her out and try to get some on that.
And space. I promise the page will look much hotter soon. I'm working on it.
Your GinaGrad.com is gorgeous.
Oh, thanks.
It is. I want whoever did that site to do mine.
Me.
You did it?
What?
I did. I mean, I had guidance, but yeah, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Thanks. I have a vision.
I'll throw you a couple $100 if you want to redo mine.
Really? I ain't that good, my friend. But thank you. Thank you very much.
Can she put her stand-up on your site?
Sure she can.
Gina,
maybe we should have a site together.
Oh, that would be...
How's that sound?
I think people's heads would explode.
Sam, we could take some hot pictures together.
Well, we know we can. We know that we have that in us to take really hot...
We have already done it, Gina.
Alone, we are cute, but together we are smoking.
We really are.
All right, girls, please.
I have no idea what she's saying.
MySpace.com/Conway Show. And Gina Grad will tackle everything there. MySpace.com/Conway Show. And to tell you how into it I am, I still haven't seen it.
That's terrible.
I haven't looked
at
it yet.
That's terrible.
It's not terrible.
It is because it's deceiving.
It's not deceiving.
Well,
I said that Gina's running the whole thing.
Yeah, at least you say it on air. That's true.
There's
a
really cute picture of you on there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What, from the 1970?
Exactly.
Yes, dude. All right, I have a theory, and I guess sort of a belief, that when I see a guy with long hair, that I think he's an a-hole. That may be overstating it. There are probably some guys who are very lovely dudes who have long hair. But when I see a guy, like I saw the guy today in the market who's speaking French, he's got long hair and he's got a hairband on.
But speaking French, that's a whole other topic. The French.
Oh, but that's the whole other package. Topic. And then the a-hole was over at the in the produce section with his wife or his girlfriend, and they're just eating grapes as if it was if they were at home. You know, they're eating like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 each, then 12 each. They just kept eating and eating and eating in the market. And that doesn't really drive me crazy, but the whole look, the long hair from France eating our grapes, our American grapes over here. F them all. All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Would you hire guys with long hair? Do you think they're complete a-holes? And again, I'd like to go on record and say, with the exception of Peppers, who works here at the station.
Pep,
who works here at the station. Man, that guy goes by Peppers, man.
Peppers.
One of the most creative guys in all of CBS radio works right here.
He puts together pictures and makes you look fantastic.
Yeah, he's the best at Peppers.
He's phenomenal. I told him he could make so much money doing like retouch for girls that need it. Or like, you know, he'll take a pimple right off my face in 2 seconds.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
I'd like to get into that business. I was talking to a Lauren in Duarte. You're on 97.1. How you doing, baby?
Oh, hey, Conway, man.
Oh,
how
it's
you
a
doing?
Dude. Hey, sorry, man.
I like the baby thing. That was kind of hot.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, man. What's his name again? Lauren.
You know.
All right, Lauren, what do you got?
Well, you know, I've got long hair. It's down to my ears. But, you know, when
down
I...
Down to what?
It's about down to my hair. It's pretty long. It's way too long for me. But
well, you keep breaking up. It's down to where? Say it three times.
My ears.
Oh, that's not long.
That's not long.
Get out of here, you jackass. What do you think this is? Think I got time to spend and talk to idiots all night? Move on. I get down to my ears. That's Mo from the Three Stooges.
That's not long hair. We're talking past shoulders.
Yeah, we're talking almost, you know, halfway down your back. Not to your ears. Yeah. Everybody's got hair down to their ears. Unless your ears are in your ass. Jesus Christ, these people are so irritating. Fernando in San Pedro, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up? This
hey,
is Fernando.
What's happening, dude?
Dude, I have long hair way past my shoulders
and
damn near the back, and I have it just because I'm just lazy.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
So I'm a cool guy. The whole bit. It just
I'll judge that.
I last time I paid for a haircut was when I was like 16 years old.
And how old are you now?
I'm 26 now.
But you know what? I think laziness would come, honestly, with people who just shave their heads so they don't have to do anything, like put it in a hat, put it in a barrette, put it back in a ponytail holder to get out of their faces, you know? Because it takes a long time to have, you know, to make your hair look nice.
And when I get sick of it, I do shave it.
Fernando, what do you do for a living?
I'm in property management.
You're in property management.
Yep, so I deal with the whole rich white people with board of directors, the whole bit.
All right. Now, have you ever had short hair?
Not since I was in high school.
All right. I'm going to recommend something to you, young man.
No. Here's the thing is I have. I shave it. I shave it like every 3 years. I grow it long. I get sick of it. I don't want to deal with it anymore, so I shave it.
And you shave shave it all off?
I shave it all off, and then I just let it grow again.
But high school for you was 8 years ago.
10 years ago.
All right,
8 years ago, yeah.
You shaved your head 3 years ago.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the last time I shaved my head.
Now, let me ask you a question, and be honest, because you have no reason to lie. And if you do, I'll detect that you're lying, and I'll come to San Fernando or San Pedro, and we'll go at it. Now, when you do shave your head and you have shorter hair, do you get much more respect from your clients and your coworkers?
I wouldn't say so, no.
Oh, get out of here. Come on, Fernando, please.
No, I'm dead serious, man. I'm that much of an awesome guy that it doesn't matter whether I have long hair or not.
All right. And what kind of property do you manage? Hotel and like apartment buildings?
Homeowners associations.
Oh. Ah. All right. Where, in San Pedro?
Yeah, in San Pedro, Lawndale, Long Beach, wherever.
I'm surprised they didn't make you cut your hair, really.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. There's a conservative people live behind those gates, man.
No, they're just cool, man. I'm cool. Everything's cool.
All right, cool. Dude. But I guarantee you cut that hair off, man, and those white chicks behind those gates will be all over you.
I'm outside a chick's house right now, ready to walk in.
Is that right?
I'm dead serious.
Do you ever get some from your homeowners?
As a matter of fact, I've gotten a few passes. Really? You're such an efficient young man. Why don't we go out sometime?
Wow.
Ooh.
And where do you go? Sizzler at 4 p.m.? Discount?
Sizzler.
Oh, hey, that's awesome.
What chick are you seeing tonight? Your girlfriend?
No, just a friend of mine.
And did she ever pull that hair of yours when you're having sex with her?
Sometimes.
Ah, see, that's such a turn off, man. Do you have longer hair than she does?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. That's the cardinal sin.
Do you wear it up or down all the time?
It depends. If I'm in the mood, I'll let it down or from an on.
What kind of shampoo do you use?
Dude, I just buy the cheapest. Whatever's 99 cents.
Herbal Essence?
What kind of conditioner do you use?
Same thing. I usually buy Suave, really.
All right. Get out of here, you jackass. Go F that chick.
All right, bye.
All right, there he goes. You know what? That's also proof that guys are a little douchey when you got the long hair.
Why?
Because he conditions.
You know what? No. I know guys that have short hair that condition.
They don't use conditioner.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not real dudes.
My boyfriend uses conditioner, and I keep telling him to stop because it's better to like put the stuff in it afterward. It doesn't frizz out as much.
He's conditioning his hair?
He conditions it. And I said, what are you doing? You have short hair. You can put the gunk in it. It makes it better when you don't use that conditioner.
Randy, you have short hair and fairly conservative. You use conditioner?
Dude, you know what I use? I use the Arm & Hammer all-purpose body and hair wash.
Jesus Christ. Well, I mean, you know, I wouldn't go that far.
It's great. Yeah, it's all in one.
It's great if you're a refrigerator. But you're a human being, man.
I've never used conditioner unless it was one of those two-in-one things. Yeah, I've never bought conditioner.
Yeah, I usually just use whatever. I mean, I use bar soap sometimes.
Oh, that's no good. That's no good for your scalp and all this crap left on it.
You got the bar in your hand, you just hit the hair with it.
It's residue, but there's residue.
Get out of here. All right, let's talk to Chuck in Los Feliz. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Timmy F. in Conway.
Hey, man.
So, you know, I've been growing my hair for the past, like, 3 years or so, and it's getting pretty ridiculous. You do cross a Mason-Dixon line society, though, and how people treat you.
Oh, I imagine.
I mean, because, you know, for all intents and purposes, I'm a, you know, as a clean-cut kid and, you know, stayed off the drugs. And, you know, I got my wits about me. But, man, that hair, it's kind of been good kind of living life on the other side of the track just to see really people treat me like a dirtbag sometimes.
Yeah, I understand that because, you know, there's like a weird sort of unwritten law in society that, you know, guys with long hair are, you know, creepy.
Totally, and you know, I kind of, that was kind of the impetus behind growing the hair.
Why would you do that then? Why wouldn't you grow it, you know, why wouldn't you just cut it short and maybe do better in business? Why would you give yourself a, you know, built-in handicap?
Well, I come from, I guess I should go back and rewind by saying that I had been the district marketing director for a large retail firm, and after, you know, a lot of, they trimmed the fat and me and a dozen other people got the axe, but it was kind of like at that point, I'm tired of being the corporate stooge, and I want to try something different. And, you know, I moved out to California, started working in the industry, so.
Like a writer. You do. You sound like a writer. You sound like somebody with a shaggy hair and somebody who, like, doesn't really care because you write. But then you said you were in marketing.
Yeah, and that you're exactly it. I mean, you're in 10 Iron Tune. And the thing is...
Do you write?
I do.
I knew it. You know why?
Everybody does.
Three syllable words constantly. I'm telling you, writers have the habit of talking like the way they write. They do.
Well, I appreciate that.
What do you write?
Oh, I do a lot of different stuff, but mainly comedy.
Yeah, you know, it's good.
I gotta go. But also, what I wanted to say too is, anyone growing their hair long, just by accident one time I was over this girl's house and I used her Garnier Fructis. And honest to God, if I didn't start using that and my hair just blew up over a period of like 6 months, it doubled in length. I don't know what happened, but anyone trying to grow their hair long, that's the way to go.
Hey,
he's still in marketing. He works for that show.
No.
Are you a joke writer or you write sitcoms?
No, well, actually, I'm in the middle of doing another feature right now. And
you write hard jokes?
Yeah.
What's the best joke
you've
written?
Yeah, come on, let's hear one.
No, they're not. They're not like punchline jokes. It's a big buildup and, you know, things like, I'm going to give it away free, Jesus. You know, about being in Vegas and seeing a stripper who's recently given birth and, you know, you see she's lactating and trying to figure out a price point for a white Russian straight from the tap. You know, it's that kind of stuff.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
All right, we're going to give you a DVD here.
Awesome.
It's called Recount.
But only if you put us in your next movie. Mm. Right? Come on, we got to have a trade here.
All right.
Gina, I will float you my info.
That's not Gina, please. Shut up. That's Carrie
Kasem. He thinks I'm Gina?
I know.
Oh, he thought it was Gina.
Hey, you guys, speaking of White Russians from the Tap, can I tell you the best porno title I've ever seen in my life?
Yeah, you own it?
No, I don't own it, but I should have bought it. Now that it was years ago, and I regret it every day. In the fetish section, they had pregnant women, and the title was Lactose and Tolerant.
Oh, man. Did you actually watch it?
That's so great.
No, like I said, there's not a day that goes by that I don't regret not buying that.
Okay. I'll find that for you. Maybe a little extra something in your stocking for Christmas. All right, Recount on DVD. Send this to Chuck in Los Feliz. Two-time Oscar winner Kevin Spacey in a behind-the-scenes look at the 2000 presidential election. Now available on DVD from HBO Video. So go out there and recount those votes, man. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we are going to have a world-renowned psychiatrist come in. And he deals with family issues.
He's a psychiatrist or psychologist?
Psychiatrist. He can give you the drugs, dude.
Yeah, I remember talking about that.
And he can straighten out the family troubles that you have. You know, the kids are acting up. You're not getting along with your son, your daughter, your mom.
Yeah, let's just give him a little, there's some Ritalin for you, you little jerk.
Yes.
Yeah, this is, I'm going
to
smash
this
up and put this in your bottle. If you don't stop crying, this is going into your milk.
All right. And go to myspace.com/Conway Show. myspace.com/Conway Show. Carrie Kasem's with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, back with Dr. Sophie. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Look at that.